Well, I had been told actually about 10 days ago that Van had suffered a stroke and was in hospice care. And that obviously very disturbing news. And the last few years I know have not been comfortable for him, having to go through some fusion with neck vertebrae and so on. And that took away one of the greatest joys of his life, playing tennis. You're not going to be able to play tennis under those circumstances. And I know there were many spirited tennis matches Sunday mornings, particularly on the road, involving Van and the late Ralph Wilson. Those two went at it on the court and did so for many, many years. And I was very sorry to hear that he was going to be deprived of that joy.
What else did you know that he was doing during his retirement years?
Yeah, he was at every home game. I mean, every home game. And I was there with him on a few of those, even after I had moved out of town. Of course, his retirement occurred after that. Well, I moved out in 1998. And he, what a special sense of humor this guy had. But what we shared over the last, 10 years or so, when I would come across a new sports book title, I would always have it sent to him via Amazon.com. And I didn't have to get Amazon's confirmation that it had arrived. I instead got a phone call from Van. And we would go into a discussion about the book. And then we had a mutual love of Notre Dame football, which would then at the top of his list since he was a kid growing up in Dunkirk. And we would talk about them ad infinitum. And we really had a great relationship over the course of the last few years. Even though many miles separated us, we were together on the phone rather frequently.
What did he tell you? What did you talk about, old times or just what he was always doing in his retirement?
Mostly, he wanted to talk in the old times. So that's the direction our conversations would take. We talk about when Stan Barron and I worked with Van in the Bills booth back in 1983. We would talk about covering the Buffalo Marathon from the back of a truck. And Don Yerke from Channel 4 was the cameraman with us. And how, since we were in the back of a truck with the racers then in front of our view, and how I would hold Don Yerke's belt to make sure he wouldn't fall out as he would lean forward to get the great shots. And then Van and I, we finished that, and it was the year that the Buffalo Skyline Marathon was the Olympic trial for the U.S. team going into the 1984 Olympics. And once we finished that, we got whisked to the airport right away and took the charter to Baltimore for the Bills Baltimore Colts game. That's how long ago it was, the Baltimore Colts game the next day. He loved reliving those moments.
And, of course, he did all the play-by-play through all the ups and downs of the team. Were you surprised when you would hear him come up with these, you know, different sayings?
No, I wouldn't be, because he was always on top of it. I can't think of any announcer who has done a better job of capturing the emotion that the crowd conveyed to him. On rare occasions, these great moments would happen on the road. He still handled it. I'll never forget the afternoon the Bills finally won for just the second time in team history since 1967 when they beat the Dolphins at the Orange Bowl in Miami in 1983. And the great catch that Mosley made on a pass from Joe Ferguson, the day that Joe Cribbs had, and then the overtime game winner by Joe DiNello. And yeah, we recaptured that many, many times. He had a facility for doing that. And it didn't have to be football, Eileen. That's the generally, I think, the thing. People will remember his voice of the Bills. But I can't forget his time as voice of the Buffalo Braves. And I was lucky enough a few years ago in Los Angeles, Jack Ramsey there, the ex-Braves coach, was in the same restaurant I was in L.A. to work an NBA Lakers game coming up the next day. So Dr. Jack agreed to join me on the phone, and we sort of did a This Is Your Life phone call with Van. Now, that must have been 6 or 7 years ago or so. And both gentlemen on either side of that, Jack Ramsey and Van Miller, both told me later how much they enjoyed that experience.
You know, certainly he had a 55-year broadcast career. That's pretty amazing in our industry.
Oh, is it ever? That's right. I mean, he starts in the 50s, and let's also forget what also he did. Yes, he did radio. He did television. He did not just television sports. He did television news. He did quiz shows. It's academic. He did bowling shows. Beat the Champ. He did so much play-by-play. College basketball. pro football. He did Buffalo Bison games, particularly when they were playing in Hyde Park in Niagara Falls. We now know that is Sal Magley Stadium. I mean, there was virtually nothing I don't think he didn't do. When I think of great performances that happened that you don't anticipate, Jim McKay at the Summer Olympics in 1972 with the massacre of the Israeli team and how he responded to that, Al Michaels at the Earthquake World Series in 1989 in San Francisco. I always think of Van, because Van was the guy who was, I think, first and most capable of handling those situations as well as they did.
Pete, what did you learn from him as a broadcaster?
Enthusiasm. You might be down, but that might be, and it's sort of a carryover from what Joe DiMaggio said once. Somebody said, Joe, why do you always go out all out as you do every game? And he said, because it might be the only time somebody came from to play, and I want to make sure I perform at the highest level. And that was the same spirit Van took into each and every broadcast. So I thought of that when I would go to do for example, a Bison game on the road, and I had stomach flu or something like that. I knew it was important to push through.
What will be your favorite moment to remember of Van Miller?
Yes, that's going to be a hard one, but an easy one in one way. The most unforgettable to me is still going to be the comeback win over the Houston Oilers in the wild card playoff game in 93, and how, yeah, the club was down 35-3 after an interception return early in the third quarter. But here's the Van lesson. He never lost his focus. His enthusiasm obviously picked up as the comeback went on, but he was on top of that from the very beginning. Yes, he did 10 more years of Bills football after that, but very epitome of his career.
Pete, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Eileen. Glad to do it.